Meddlesome Mattie by Anne and Jane Taylor. One ugly trick has often spoiled the sweetest and the best. Matilda, though a pleasant child, one grievous fault possessed, which, like a cloud before the skies, hid all her better qualities. Sometimes she'd lift the teapot lid to peep at what was in it, or tilt the kettle if you did but turn your back a minute. In vain you told her not to touch, her trick of meddling grew so much. Her grandmamma went out one day, and by mistake she laid her spectacles and snuff-box gay too near the little maid. "Ah, well," thought she, "I'll try them on as soon as grandmamma is gone." For with she placed upon her nose the glasses large and wide, and looking round, as I supposed, the snuff-box too she spied. "Oh, what a pretty box is that! I'll open it," said little Matt. I know that grandmamma would say, "Don't meddle with it, dear," but then she's far enough away and no one else is near. Besides, what can there be amiss in opening such a box as this? So thumb and finger went to work to move the stubborn lid, and presently a mighty jerk the mighty mischief did, for all at once, ah, woeful case, the snuff came puffing in her face. Poor eyes and nose and mouth besides a dismal sight presented. In vain, as bitterly she cried, her folly she repented. In vain she ran about for ease, but she could do nothing now but sneeze. She dashed the spectacles away to wipe her tingling eyes, and as in 20 bits they lay, her grandmamma she spies. "Hey, day, and what's the matter now?" says grandmamma with lifted brow. Matilda, smarting with the pain, and tingling still and sore, made many a promise to refrain from meddling evermore, and 'tis a fact, as I have heard, she ever since has kept her word. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.